So how did Iceland, a country of about 300,000 people, become so terribly enmeshed in the credit crisis? And just how bad is it? Well, today we called the finance minister of Iceland, Árni Mathiesen, to find out.
I think we hit bad enough, but I really can't say how badly others are hit, but it's bad enough.
Your prime minister warned of a very real danger of national bankruptcy. What would that look like for Iceland?
Well, I really don't want to imagine it. But since we have a very large banking system, that a total bankruptcy of that could sort of pull a very large portion of society down with it. So we had to react with an emergency legislation for the Financial Surveillance Authority to be able to intervene in the running of the banks and try and put things in order.
We should explain that Iceland has seen astounding growth, and very quickly you have gone from a place that's considered one of the best to live in the world, one of Europe's wealthiest countries, and now this. What happened?
Well, I hope we'll still be a good place to live in, even though these changes have happened. Primarily, it's the worldwide liquidity crisis. Our banks grew very rapidly because they have been borrowing cheap money on the international market and then lending it out again, and the liquidity just dried up. So when their loans came to maturity, they couldn't borrow again or renew the loans. We are especially hard hit because our banking system is so large, relatively speaking, so it affects a larger number of people. And our central bank is less able to back up such a large banking system.
I've read that the bank assets in Iceland are about 9 times the GDP of your entire country.
Well, it's probably more, probably about 12 times.
12
or,
times.
Or was.
I gather that back in February, Bear Stearns compared the risk associated with your country, with Iceland, to that of Kazakhstan. Of course, you know, look at what's happened to Bear Stearns.
Yes, I don't want to gloat, but we weren't particularly happy with that comparison. But when you think about it, Kazakhstan isn't a bad place, and I think they actually have quite a good future because of their natural resources. And we here in Iceland are also lucky enough to have natural resources, and I still think that if we use them prudently, we can still build ourselves a good future and still be a very good place to live in relative to other places.
Do you think Iceland has hit bottom here, or is there worse to come?
Well, it's very difficult to say, but we are obviously hoping that this is the bottom. But most of the difficulties that we have been facing now is something that's sort of happening abroad, and we are feeling the effects of it, even though the effects may be extreme because of our particular situation. The action that we have taken over the last few days might also mean that those effects will not be as serious from now as they have been up until now.
Well, Minister Mathiesen, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure.
Árni Mathiesen is the Minister of Finance of Iceland. He spoke with us from Reykjavik.